right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 312. I am your host, TBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by the very sleepy Wombat.
That was a lot of energy, though. I was feeling it, and then you brought it down, and now I'm sleepy again.
No,
so
I blame you.
Sleepy.
No, no, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of excitement. We have Shipwreck.
Woo, I'm awake right now.
Excellent. Well, I mean, right before we started recording the show, Sony sent out this PlayStation 2013 event announcement.
Yeah, you got the invite, right?
Did I get an invite?
Sure. We all got them one, right?
No.
Oh.
I did not get an invite either. Dude. And I'm actually in the town that the event is in, so.
Really?
Didn't you say it was in, you were the one who told me it was in New York.
Oh, I thought you meant Massapequa.
Yeah, it's in Massapequa. They're going to bus everyone out.
Top Bagel in Massapequa?
It's at United Skates.
Woo! Hey, they had the Vita reveal across the street from my apartment here, and they didn't invite me, so I got you beat on that one.
You did. You are the winner. I am the loser.
Well, I did get to go anyway, but... So
they are announcing possibly that they're making another PlayStation.
It just says see the future of PlayStation, and it's on February 20th, and there's some video that doesn't show anything. It just has the symbols off the controller.
I was impressed though. It's like faux dubstep that it's to. Like I was expecting full on dubstep, and it kind of
more subdued
caught me off guard.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, so people really think this is PlayStation 4?
Well, I guess the question is if it's not PlayStation 4. Because I don't know. It may not be. Who knows?
Gaikai.
What is it?
Gaikai.
What's Gaikai?
Geico's that $380 million company that Sony bought so that it could stream games.
It's the OnLive that you've never heard of.
Right. I mean...
You think that's what it is? Or do you think, well, if I don't know.
Doesn't, I mean, I want to know what Shipwreck thinks. That's what I think, and I only think that because I saw Wario64 tweet it, and then I said, oh, yeah, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense. But then everybody automatically switched to PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I think it's probably PlayStation 4.
Because if it's not PlayStation 4, people are going to be like, what the fuck? Why are you having this event?
Yeah, then because no one will care otherwise.
Oh, Gaikai.
That's a thing that exists.
Right, because when I started writing about Gaikai on Twitter, people were writing back. And it was interesting, actually, because I didn't realize this. But this guy, yeah, Jerbeep on Twitter writes and says that, you know, so many ISPs throttle bandwidth during peak times that it would basically be impossible for them to use. And this guy even says he can't even use YouTube from 4 p.m. to midnight because Time Warner cable sucks, basically. So, I don't know. It just seems crazy for me.
It's got to be PlayStation 4.
Because why? Because anything else would be just such a big disappointment.
Yeah.
Anything else would be a big disappointment. It's probably the smartest thing that PlayStation's done since I can't even remember when. To be the first
ones
out there.
Well, let's wait until they show it first.
right. It could be horrible.
Before that. Because there's not... I don't think a lot of information is going to come out of this other than, hey, here's some flashy sizzle reel and a few of the specs, maybe.
Will they even give a year?
It'll be a bird flying through something with some...
That's immediately what I thought was we're going to get another bird video.
We're going to get a bird video, some ducks. They got to have some ducks in water, rubber ducks, and then a logo.
Oh, yes.
Rubber ducks.
Rubber ducks 2. I've been looking forward to that.
Rubber ducks 3, I believe. I believe that would be Rubber Ducks
3. Oh,
really?
There's a sequel already? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. But this is something that's coming out this year.
I'm still skeptical on that. Even this surprised me that they did this, what we all think is going to be the PlayStation 4 announcement right now. Because I'm just surprised that they're going to have the PlayStation out this year.
I think that it...
I always thought it would come out kind of like in spring of next year.
You may be wrong. I don't know. I'm not saying one way or another. I think it would be exciting if it came out this year. I'm all for it. You know, I'm very interested to see the next evolution of the PlayStation. And we all know it'll probably come out this year because I just bought a new PlayStation 3. Isn't that how it works?
is that how it works?
Yes, that is how it works. Oh, my new PlayStation 3 is awesome. Oh, here's a new console. Thanks, Sony. Not that it's their fault.
But if it is a new PlayStation, aren't they just saying, okay, everybody, nobody buy a PlayStation 3 for the entire year of 2013?
Well, shouldn't...
And, well, I think they're also saying, hey, nobody buy a Wii U or a 360.
Well, yeah. 360, not yet, but... I think they didn't have to tell anybody.
About the
I don't think
they'd
have to tell everybody to not buy a Wii U. I thought that was already like implied.
Wah wah.
Down to $300 at Costco right now.
I loved looking through my RSS reader this morning and seeing back to back stories. Nintendo says no price drop on Wii U, and then the next story is Wii U $50 off at Costco. So yeah. I don't know,
I'm interested to see what Sony has to show at this event, like coming up. Like, I don't know. Like, I just picture them showing a sizzle reel of like Kratos
Killzone
doing
4.
Some Kratos stuff.
Killzone 4.
Yeah, some Killzone guy doing his thing.
Nathan Drake doing something.
Yeah, a Sackboy doing something.
Yep.
And then Gaikai.
And then they close with. Grand Theft Auto 6.
Six?
Yep.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. It could be like just like a totally general PlayStation 4 thing with no information at all. No date, no nothing.
Oh, no way there's a date.
And,
no way.
And then like Gaikai. Like a two-prong assault. Because I'm assuming they didn't spend $380 million on that
Wonder
company for
Book
no reason.
2.
Wonder Book. Oh, God. I just saw like
that would be good if they spent a half hour on Wonder Book.
Wonder Book 2.
It's already like 45% off, 50% off places.
I mean, wouldn't that be the kicker, though, if they did? I mean, obviously, they're not going to show Grand Theft Auto 4. 4? Is that the one that's coming? 5? 5 that's coming out this year? Like, I already forgot what number I was joking about before.
Right.
I mean, they did delay the launch of the release date of Grand Theft Auto. Maybe they are up-porting it to the next generation.
You're saying PlayStation 4 launch date is September 17th, the same date as Grand Theft Auto 5.
Or that week. Games usually come out like a week before.
Right. That would be pretty killer. That would sell some PlayStation 4s. Right,
it's a loose theory based on nothing.
I love those.
Well, those are the most fun. I mean, you know. I'm not saying anything that would, even if I'm wrong, I don't think that would come back to haunt me.
Right.
I think somebody just needs to contact Namco Bandai and find out when the next Ridge Racer is scheduled to come out.
And that will reveal all.
That'll reveal the 360 date. That'll reveal the PS4 date.
Right. It's like a modern sundial for console launches.
What about the next Call of Duty? Is that going to be quadruple platformed? Would they make a 360 version and an Xbox blah version and a PlayStation 3 and a PlayStation 4 version?
Yes.
Yes. They like money.
I know that. So I guess that's also, you know.
That's what you call a safe bet.
Mm-hmm.
Putting games out for a system that has like.
I call it the gun. As in the game, the gun theory. Yes.
I love gun.
Gun, yeah.
I finished Gun.
I know you did. You liked it.
I shot those hats off in slow motion.
You shot the sheriff?
Yep. So that was the big news. That was all unfolding like right as I was eating breakfast this morning. But I don't know. I'm excited. It's soon. February 20th is really soon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in 20 days.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we have a lot more good stuff to talk about this episode. So let's get right.
Is it really good stuff?
It's really just good.
It's just stuff.
It's not great.
I don't know.
What's all this Batman stuff on here?
There's a lot of Batman in this world.
Oh, God.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Should we do some show feedback from last week's show?
Sure.
I didn't read any of the comments this week.
You never do.
I do. Week. Sometimes
no,
I look
you don't.
At them.
You're such a liar. Death Mothin, that's his name, had to say... But now Cheapy and Wombat aren't gamers. They're parents. It's weird having a game podcast where only one-third of the hosts actually play very many games. It's kind of terrible having one with no gaming hosts.
Is he referring to the one with when we didn't have Shipwreck on?
Yeah, which, I don't know. I kind of take exception to that. You know, I know I don't. I know I don't play
yeah,
as...
Yeah, Cheapy plays a lot of games. I think this is kind of false.
Oh, it's crazy.
Thanks, both of you.
I mean, you're dead on with about Wombat, of course, but your numbers are way off.
That hurts me a lot.
Way off.
Shame spiral that I'm going into now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I played like 3 hours of FTL yesterday and have nothing to show for it at all. If that's not being a gamer, then I don't know what is.
I couldn't tell you. But yeah, I mean, what did I play? 24 games, two games a month, two new games a month on average. I think that's a lot for someone who works 12 hours a day and has two small children.
And wait to hear about all the games that Wombat's played since the last show. You're gonna.
I played
really
one
away.
Whole game. I have excuses though this week. I have like a whole list of excuses.
Blown away.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right. What else we got here? Just don't lump me in with Wombat. That's all I'm asking. Okay.
I'll lump you in with Wombat. I'll lump you.
That sounds sexy.
Yeah, it might be. C-Football 1 has to say, I strongly dislike fake manufactured outrage. So all of a sudden it takes one article from some schmuck about racism in Far Cry, and people suddenly get outraged at other people's behest in some fucked up universe it could possibly be constructed as racist. What an oversensitized culture this is. That was the overall theme of the show comment thread was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that I was so off base at my suggestion of racism in Far Cry that basically I should stop playing video games altogether.
That you don't play already.
That I don't play already, even though I played 40 hours of Far Cry 3, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's fake. I think people, you know, look. There's a lot of game writers out there trying to make a buck, and they have to come up with things to write about. And, you know, I'm not saying that they didn't actually think that this was the case, but they found something interesting to write about, and they wrote about it. And it's up for discussion. It doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't make them right. It doesn't make them wrong. It's something to discuss.
And I actually never said that the game was racist. I went back and re-listened to that whole section. I'm like, did I actually like stand on a soapbox and say, this game is racist, don't play it? Because you read the show comments, that's what you think I had said.
Right.
Instead, I said, you know, in hindsight, there was definitely some uncomfortable feelings.
Right.
And then I asked you if you thought it was racist.
Mm-hmm.
And then you told me that I was wrong, to which we laughed about it. Mm-hmm. And then I said I would have changed it up just to kind of avoid the controversy. But that, you know, that's just me.
And then you said that Shipwreck was racist.
And then Shipwreck is racist, but that's a whole other conversation for another show.
A little bit.
Right. That's life. That's not racism.
Yep. For those who don't know, Shipwreck hates the Polish.
Right.
Wait a second. That's not right. And then we enter this Batman section, which I also will not be talking during.
Yeah. Well, you have a cold anyway. You had a
little bit.
You have to rest your voice. So, yeah, watch this, bitches. I've been watching this, bitches. Dark Knight Returns. Is that what it's called, Wombat?
Yeah.
Returns. So it's part two is out now of the animated series with Peter Weller, a.k.a. RoboCop, as the voice of Bruce Wayne. You've read the story, right, Wombat?
Yes, I have.
I was very surprised that Superman was in it.
Oh yeah, Superman's a bit. I'm mixed on the Batman Superman relationship in the Dark Knight Returns. I think it's cool for what it is, but right. I prefer them to be friends.
It's a little too
So they're lovers in this, you're saying?
No, they're very confrontational in this. I was surprised, but it was really good, and they did a great job with part one and part two of Dark Knight Returns. Definitely recommend you rent, give that a rental. It's very interesting to see. Like, he looks like a very weird Batman. He's very thick.
Yeah, it's the Frank Miller Dark Knight Batman.
Yeah, pudgy Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And old, so it's pretty interesting to see. But there's still a lot of ass kicking, and Superman is in it, and Ronald Reagan is in it.
Yes, he is. He sure is.
Did you see it? You saw the movie? Or
no, I read the comic like four times.
Right. It's really good. So,
and I still don't like it as much as I think I'm supposed to, but whatever. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think it's not my favorite Batman story. But anyway, speaking of Batman, I'm reading a book that I'm about a quarter of the way through. It's called Billion Dollar Batman.
Are you reading the book or are you listening to the audio?
No, I am reading the words that are on the
okay. I just wanted to make sure.
On the Kindle screen.
I don't want to let you get away with anything.
I know. I noticed that tonight. No. It's actually, if you have Amazon and Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. it's in the library, so you could actually read it for free.
I have that.
So you could be reading it for free. It's a, if you don't have Amazon Prime and you want to pay for it, I highly recommend only getting the Kindle edition, which is $2.99. Because that's cheap, $3. The actual book itself is $30 if you wanted a physical edition. But it's really interesting. Like, I'm thoroughly enthralled with it and just kind of want to sit down and keep reading it. And it's
not a movie or a television show.
It's a non... It's, well, it's, you know, it fits. It's
I thought this was called Watch This Bitches.
Yeah, it's watching words on a screen.
Shipwreck.
Did you even say the title of this yet?
Yeah, Billion Dollar Batman. It's a nonfiction book about the history of Batman from the very beginnings to...
This is the one you were telling me about the other day.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it's just about how Batman has managed to be in a successful property for the last, 70-some-odd years.
It baffles me, I tell you that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a really interesting read on how they kept it, you know, in that area. And it, and you know, it did have some, there were some lean years for Batman, so to speak. Right. But, you know, it's everything from the first publication of the comic, and then it goes into the Batman serials that ran in theaters to Batman on the,
by the way.
Yes, Batman, to the radio. I'm like in the middle of the Batman TV series section from the 60s. And it's really interesting. And even if you think you know everything about Batman, there's a lot here you'll learn that you didn't already know. So if you want to read a good book that's, you know, it's a pretty long book, but it's very interesting. I recommend Billion Dollar Batman.
I saw some Batman today. They on PBS, they have a Pioneers of Television series.
Oh, I heard that was good. The superheroes show? I didn't see it.
Yeah, there was a superheroes episode today.
Linda Carter was on it?
I didn't really watch
it?
The Batman part too intently, but I watched the Greatest American Hero part pretty intently.
I like that show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
That's a good show.
Mm-hmm. I also saw a documentary.
Searching for Sugar Man?
No, close. Actually, very similar. I watched Paul Williams Is Still Alive.
I don't know who that is.
But that's what I'm saying. It's actually kind of similar. Paul Williams was a singer-songwriter in the 70s. And this guy was about to do a documentary about Paul Williams and how he died so young, just to find out that he's actually still very much alive.
I see.
Paul Williams wrote The Rainbow Connection.
Oh, I like that.
That was
song.
Kermit the Frog.
Right.
He wrote all the songs in the first Muppet movie. He wrote a lot of songs for the Carpenters. And you've heard his songs.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Cool.
And he was also in, what was it, Cannonball Run or Smokey and the Bandit? I'm trying to remember which movie he was in. He's short guy, blonde hair. He was in Phantom of the Paradise. He was like a big star in the 70s. And he kind of disappeared. And it's just about what he does now. And it was really interesting. It's on Showtime.
Meth addict? How's that paying these days?
He was a hardcore cocaine addict.
Cocaine, yeah.
Cocaine is what did him in, yes. So, there you go, Paul Williams. Paul Williams is still alive. Check it out.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Shall we move into the new releases?
Shipwreck needs to talk about something.
Right.
I've been playing a little bit of Skulls of the Shogun, which came out for Xbox Live and PC.
I played a little bit of it. What do you think?
And Windows Phone and Windows 8.
And it has cross-platform play.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. I'm really not that far at all into it yet, but I like the art style a lot. We've played it before at E3 and PAX and all those things. It's very much a strategy RPG type of tactics game.
Turn-based.
It's turn-based. I like the fact that you're battling these different skeletons. And once you defeat a skeleton, you can then eat his skull to replenish and power up your troops. I that's a neat little mechanic. But I need to play more of it before I can say too much.
Doesn't it feel very much like a super power chess game? You know, with its own, you know, their own pieces and.
It's a turn-based strategy game.
Feels like a turn-based strategy game.
It's, you know, and that's not a bad thing. It's
except when you kill the king, you win the game.
Yeah, yeah, but that'd be the same as some other turn-based strategy games if you kill the commander.
Oh, okay.
I like that it's not grid-based, though. Like, it's open...
Circle-based?
Well, it you have to have some kind of...
Restraint.
Like, limitations to your movements or your attack distances. So, I like that, though, that I'm not on a grid, because oftentimes that gets a little boring to me.
Gotcha.
But it's $15, check out the demo, at least.
There's a really good commercial on YouTube. It's really funny. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
I have not seen it.
I will send you the link after said show.
All right.
I tweeted it out the other day.
Gotcha. What else we got?
A Balloon Fight came out.
Awesome. If it costs more than a quarter, forget it.
Hmm. What about a Canadian quarter?
A loon?
It's 30 cents right now if you have a Wii U and want to play Balloon Fight.
System seller. I'm going to go buy a Wii U right now.
Shipwreck's not having any of it today. None.
And then the Hitman HD trilogy came out.
Yep.
Which... it's a compilation of Hitman games.
Hey, did anyone ever tell you that the guy from Hitman looks a lot like Cheapy?
Never heard that, ever. I see the screenshot they used on tech-gaming.com is from Blood Money.
I thought you were going to say from E3 over the summer. You.
Me? I didn't wear a suit. I didn't have guns.
Well, you
I
do.
I was walking around with guns. Besides you always, attached to my shoulders.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh! All right. Anything else this week? That's it? Those are the new releases?
That's it. Like, not much came out.
Oh.
There's it looks like a Ratchet and Clank came out this week?
Full Frontal Assault?
I think that's just an old Ratchet and Clank. That's Full Frontal Assault.
Oh, just, I guess it came out.
Or no, that's the Vita version that, I guess, the PS3 version was out before.
Got it.
So that's that recent Ratchet and Clank game. And Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out. You can buy that on PS3 now.
Sweet.
I don't know. We don't really count those as new releases. I
bought Proteus on the PC, which is this... I don't know why I bought it, but it was cheap. I guess that's why.
What is
it? That came out. It's a very artsy-fartsy... It's Wombat's favorite type of game where you just walk around and do nothing. And it's like an 8-bit, 16-bit environment. But it's everything's in like with first person shooter controls.
Wombat has to walk around and do nothing every day. He doesn't have to come home and do that.
He has a good point. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I don't know about this one. I just walked around and it was pretty, and I was like, all right. And then I'm like, all right, I followed a rabbit that was jumping around, and I heard some interesting music, and I watched the
Did
sunset.
Did you feel up any statues?
No, there's no hands even.
Did the tall man pop out behind a tree?
No.
Oh.
Slenderman?
Slenderman, that's it. Thank you.
No. Yeah, imagine Slenderman, but with like 16-bit, 8-bit color graphics and nothing happening. And then you got it. Proteus. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff. So we talked about GTA 5 being delayed, right?
Yes.
Coming
out
with the PS4.
Yeah, coming out with the PS4.
It's bundled with the PS4, I heard.
You know what? If Sony really did do that, that would be so good for them in so many ways.
Yeah.
The GTA 5 bundle. But an M-rated bundle, I think, is a little risky in itself. But anyway.
Anyway.
It doesn't exist, so it really doesn't matter.
Right. So Silent Bum wrote in, and he wanted to know if GTA 5 launching later this year ends up stealing some of the new console launches excitement. I mean, yeah, there's no way that they're going to put out a GTA 5 just for new consoles.
Right. It either has to be like the gun situation where they put it out for both, or it's only for this current gen.
Right. Because they need money.
I'm going to say they do it.
They're not going to ignore those install bases.
Right. I say they do it for all of them. All systems. All systems go.
All systems are good. That would be great. I mean, I hope they do that. That'd be awesome.
That's my prediction.
And if that's why they're launching later in the year, that would be cool.
But if they said, if they do announce it, which I doubt they would, that they're going to come out with this version in September, and then the next generation version comes out in November, would you wait until November to play Grand Theft Auto V?
Yeah. Well, I would wait for the PC. I would try to play it on PC. No matter what. But I haven't announced the PC version.
You're a snob. I forgot. Snob.
Right. But to be honest, I haven't really enjoyed a GTA game in a very long time. So I'm not, you know, doing cartwheels back here because GTA 5 is coming out this year.
I understand that too. You mean you don't like a game that's 50 hours long, but 25 hours of it is spent answering a cell phone and playing darts, and the other 25 hours is spent staring at the bottom left-hand corner of the screen at a circle, making sure that you're on the right line?
It was not fun, GTA 4. I never got too far. I mean, those dates were horrible.
I think they're going to make this one a lot better, though. Like, at least the trailers and the footage of it look like they've fixed some of the combat and the driving. So
I mean, they have pretty stiff competition now. I mean, I remember when Saints Row came out and everybody was laughing at Saints Row, like, GTA clone, you know, piece of shit, looks horrible. And, you know, by the time the second one came out, people were like, you know what, this game is pretty fucking good. And with the third one, people were like, damn, you can be a toilet in this game.
Yes, so, that's what everyone. This is so much better than Grand Theft Auto. I can be a toilet. That
right, and Chibi D is in this fucking game.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Grand Theft what?
Well, think about and all the other games that have come out also since Grand Theft Auto that, in many ways, you know, take from that idea. Yeah. And I'm not taking away from the groundbreakingness. That's a word now, right? Of sure. The Grand Theft Auto franchise by saying that, you know, games like Oblivion and Skyrim and Far Cry 3, any open world game owes a lot to the Grand Theft Auto franchise. I mean, games like that did not look or play well, you know, on the PlayStation 2 or the Xbox, the old Xbox.
Right, which is why the whole Grand Theft Auto thing is not as unique and as exciting as it used to be when they would come out and people like, oh, you know, game changer. But they've got competition. I mean, Sleeping Dogs, I've been playing a lot of Sleeping Dogs lately. The DLC was all 75% off on Steam, so I just bought it.
I don't know. Those games are good, but I still don't think they have a lot of competition sales-wise.
Sales-wise, no. No competition whatsoever.
No, I think it'll do very well. I'm with you there.
Strictly gameplay. Like, I mean, I'm assuming like the developers take pride in the game that they're making, and they want it to be competitive and with the other games in the same genre. But yeah, sales-wise, it doesn't fucking matter what they do. It's going to sell so many. But Sleeping Dogs is really fun, and the combat is really good. I mean, they basically just aped the Arkham City, Batman combat.
Batman combat? What?
Yeah.
Batman? You know, Batman? Yeah,
it's fun. I've been playing it. That's what I'm here to say.
I like Batman.
I've been playing Devil May Cry, DMC.
Devil May Cry? Is it Devil May Cry or Devil May Cry?
No, call it DMC.
DMC? Run?
Jam Master J.
My Adidas.
Am I the only one that's playing this game?
I think so.
Well, I bought the PC version, and Mrs. Cheapy and I are very much enjoying it. It's it reminds us of Devil May Cry, the old. I don't understand. See, here's what I don't understand: why people are complaining? Because I've played a lot of the old Devil May Cry games, and this still feels like Devil May Cry to me. I mean, I didn't study them, and I haven't like memorized the games, and I don't read stories about Dante and things like that.
Well, you're obviously wrong then.
But when I play this, it seems to me that it's pretty faithful to the old. I mean, I don't. When you look at the videos of it, doesn't it look like Devil May Cry?
Yeah, except he, you know, his hair is the wrong color. But other than that,
you can actually change that.
Right? Can you?
In the game, that's funny. You can put on the old Devil May Cry outfit.
That's funny.
And wig.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, the combat feels really good. I mean, it looks fucking gorgeous on PC. The combat, you know, like wow type gorgeous. The combat is really smooth and it's fun and it's not so. I mean, I'm only probably 4 hours in. It hasn't been, I mean, it's been challenging, but it hasn't been Like, I haven't been cursing. I haven't had any problems yet. So I don't know why people...
What's the structure like? Is it what? Just like level by level?
Exactly. Or? Yeah, there's missions. There's just missions, and you get at the end of the mission, you get your grade, you know, your style points and all that shit. And then you go on to the next mission.
And you have to do the same thing where you suck souls into the thing to get more moves or whatever? That kind of... You collect the orbs?
No. You suck souls so that you can buy... I mean, you don't even have to suck it. It just comes automatically. That sounded weird. Nobody edit that into something else. Yeah, you just... The red orb things just go into you, and then you can use that to buy, you know, items for, you know, health items and, you know, lives and things like that. But then you unlock... There's a skill tree for each weapon, and... You can, how do you get that? You earn upgrade tokens. I don't know what that is actually based on, but you somehow earn upgrade tokens. I guess based on points, maybe? I don't know. But I don't know. It seems good to me. I don't know why people are complaining. Mrs. Cheapy doesn't know either. So
I'm going to pick it up when it's $10, like everything on PC.
Right. I paid 40, I think, for it.
And that sounds like a lot for you to play. To buy that game. I'm surprised.
40?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We were running up. Mrs. Cheapy was complaining that we weren't playing enough games, and she always liked watching me play Devil May Cry.
It's so tough being Cheapy D.
It's a tough life, right?
Seriously, I don't know if I can handle this.
I know. So I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll buy it on the PC, and we'll play it like 200 frames per second, 1080p on a 60-inch TV with surround sound. I'm sorry. It was tough.
Being married is hard.
I know. I had to make her tea before we played. Ugh. It took like 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's good. I recommend it. I'm very pleasantly surprised by how much I'm enjoying DMC. But it is hard on my hands, like physically hard on my hands. You're using all the buttons, and you know, each weapon is assigned to a trigger. So you have like your angel weapon on one trigger and your demon weapon on the other trigger. It's a lot of controls to remember, and
two triggers. Whoa! Wait a minute.
You have to, and then you have to remember all the combos with each trigger. And there's different ways to grapple. You have like a grappling that you can do with each weapon, and depending on which trigger you're using, it's either you're pulling or you're going to that point. It's a lot of shit to remember.
So you got to suck things in, and you have to grapple and pull.
Yes, yes.
And then your hands hurt when you're done.
Look, I'm pushing 40 here, and this is what's happening to me as I'm playing Devil May Cry. I had to take the night off last night because my hands needed a rest. Not joking.
And you might go blind.
And I'm yes. All right, what else we got here in multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
I didn't put this shipwreck.
EA stated that the Medal of Honor franchise is no longer part of their rotation.
They called it a rotation.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of sad.
Is it, though?
I don't think so.
I mean, were they any good?
The one that was just called Medal of Honor, I thought was pretty decent. So that was the one before this last year's. Warfighter, I thought was pretty much terrible.
Great title, though.
It was a better title, yeah.
Warfighter.
Warfighter.
I mean, you can't even make that up. People just think it's too ridiculous.
But it's just kind of sad that EA couldn't make the Medal of Honor franchise. Like, they couldn't figure out how to make this franchise work and be profitable.
Did they? Well, I think the thing is, doesn't EA already have that franchise in Battlefield?
Well, that's the problem.
No, Battlefield's
right?
A little bit different.
Yeah, the problem is keeping both of those things viable properties. Although Battlefield is, you know, obviously going to be viable no matter what they do at this point. But trying to make something that's not too much like Battlefield, but you know, sort of like Call of Duty.
I think the problem lends itself trying to make something. Medal of Honor was trying to be Call of Duty, but a more realistic Call of Duty, which was a weird place to be because it was still really over the top, but they were telling us the whole time, and you're supposed to think that this was more realistic. Where Battlefield, it just feels different than Call of Duty does.
It's too bad it's called Medal of Honor because it sort of limits what they can do with the franchise. I mean, it would be nice if they could just totally turn it into something different something more like a tactical response force, you know, like Rainbow Six or something like that.
They could have done that and still kept the name Medal of Honor. They just have to stick a little like a semicolon there and just call it Medal of Honor Assault Force 7 or whatever.
You think so?
Like, yeah.
War fighters.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Terrorist fighters. Terror fighters.
Terror fighters or Elite 7 or whatever. I don't know why I'm stuck on the number 7, but I like it.
Because I feel like the problem is, like, they're trying to... So, right, they
Medal of Honor Fox Force 5.
They can't go too close to the battlefield area. So they have to head towards more of the... You know, so they feel like they have to head towards the...
A smaller, more tactical, like a Ghost Recon.
Yeah, why don't they give that a
or
shot?
Or a Rainbow Six.
Why don't they give that a shot?
Because...
they get killed?
I don't know, man. Yeah, well, would they get... I mean, last year probably would have been the year to do that.
Yeah.
Because that kind of game really didn't come out. There was a Ghost Recon, though, so I don't know.
I don't think...
What if they went back to World War II?
I haven't seen one of those for a while.
A squad-based tactical shooter that takes place during World War II. How about that? Assassinate Hitler in a movie theater.
Right, or make it in the future, like
future Hitler.
Like 200 years from now.
And his brain is in a jar on a spider. I'm in. Sign me up.
Why does Hitler have to be a part of this game?
Because I said so.
He sells units, I heard.
It's right there in the title, right? This was going to be the Hitlerverse,
yep,
that we're going to go to?
Exactly. You are in the future where Hitler won. And he's being kept alive with his brain in a jar that's attached to a giant spider with a tiny mustache. And you and your band of honorable rebels have to go and tactically take out his entire army. And then Hitler himself in a big, gigantic boss battle where you have to climb up the legs of a gigantic spider and shoot the brain.
Isn't this the plot to Wild Wild West?
It turned into that, but this is the future, so it's a little different.
You know what, though? I mean, as silly as that sounds, I think that they might as well just do something totally different. Just stop
trying. As silly as that sounds, you would have played the fuck out of that game.
I mean, I'd be more likely to play that than a Call of Duty not. I don't want to say knockoff. Well, I mean, a Call of Duty-like game. I mean, just like, we don't need another one of those. I barely want to play the Call of Duty one.
But you didn't.
I don't even remember if I did.
I did.
You did? You played the most recent Call of Duty?
I've played a little of it.
Huh. Wait, was that the wingsuit, right?
Yes, the wingsuit, right.
Okay. Rappelled down 10 feet, then use your wingsuit.
Right. It was really weird. Yeah. So that's a Medal of Honor. What else we got here?
I don't know. What else we got?
God.
Gabe Newell said something that I didn't read.
Right.
I didn't read that either.
All right, well, I read it.
I figured,
Steambox's biggest threat is not any of the consoles, but it's Apple. I think the biggest challenge is that Apple moves on the living room before the PC industry sort of gets its act together. I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I think Microsoft, you know, if you look at all the changes to the Xbox 360 lately, all the latest firmware updates, it's all about adding video apps and stuff to the Xbox 360. So you can basically watch... You don't need cable if you have Xbox 360. You can get... Can't you even get HBO on there? Well, I guess you need cable to
HBO Go, yeah. You need cable to get HBO Go. Same thing with Epix.
But that's... I mean, it's basically like an Apple TV, except it also plays games.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
What you're saying here probably is if Apple ever made the box that we all think they will, that will let you play the games on it.
Yeah, I don't know what's taking so long. I think everybody's pretty confused what's taking so long. It seems like it'll be pretty easy. But I don't know. I don't know about the Steam box either. I don't think that's going to be such a big hit. But we shall see. What else we got here? Sony. Anybody?
I'm continuing my way through Ni No Kuni.
And how I'm
about 35 hours into it. It's still really good.
Hmm.
That's not what I read.
That's not what you read on one side out of 90.
Polygon?
Maybe.
Yeah, Polygon didn't like it so much. They gave it a 6.5, I believe.
They gave it a Borderlands 2?
Yes.
Gotcha.
So clearly, I like 6.5. Anything that... Polygon gets a 6.5 is A-okay in my book.
Right.
But I went out and bought the guide for the game because it's a big, like, nice hardcover guide. And it's apparently getting hard to find now. So if you want it, people should go get it. But I bought the guide because Mrs. Shipwreck was sitting on the couch watching me play it because it's a very entertaining game. It looks like a cartoon. It looks like you're playing a cartoon the whole time.
Hmm.
So it's an entertaining game to watch. And so I got it so she could sit there and kind of like flip through the book and like find stuff for like secrets and everything like that. And we could go off and do those. So she has something to do while we're playing now.
Right. And you were making fun of me before.
Well, I knew I knew you'd have an opportunity to make fun of me back.
Right, right. Yeah, that's good
don't,
stuff.
Don't look at me. My wife hates me.
Right. Wombat's wife is burning all of his books while he's playing games.
Pretty much. She's watching Say Yes to the Dress in the other room.
Stop reading about Batman, billion-dollar Batman.
No, she actually cares about that. That she'll listen to when I talk about. And then in the book. And then in the book.
Underoos came out.
I haven't gotten that far yet. Oh, don't spoil it for me.
Right, that's where they make all the money.
They just hired Frank Gorshin to be the Riddler. Mm-hmm. After Gig Young turned it down.
So you like it a lot, Chip, Ni No Kuni.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to put a review out, but I'm still probably another, I don't know, 15 hours at least from the end.
Don't they have like a 10-hour version of that?
Why would you want a 10-hour version? It wouldn't be very fun.
They do. You can play on easy. Like there's an easy mode where I would guess you wouldn't have to do quite as many, like you could run past more of the combat, I guess, and just do the story.
Right.
I'm not sure how long that would take you.
Because I want to experience it, but I just know
it's,
that
it's a time investment.
Yeah,
it's
not going to happen.
Don't say you don't have the time.
I have. I don't have the. I don't have
willpower.
The willpower. To.
I don't know that it's. It's would be kind of your thing, but at the same time, you wouldn't enjoy, kind of the minutia of it because it's a lot of, going around and doing kind of fetch quest type stuff and.
Right. That's why I can only handle like 10 hours of that.
Right. It gets its hooks in me because I'm a completionist. So I'll go and get however many of these plants this guy needs and bring them back to him. Or I'll go and kill this monster and go back to the board and collect my bounty. But I like it. Okay. It's fun. I've also been playing Spy Hunter on the Vita.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Nobody knew that this was a thing. I saw it at... It's definitely in there. The soundtrack is really good, actually, to the game. Like, it's got the Peter Gunn, like, remixed a bunch in there.
Hmm.
It's $11 at Target, which is why I bought it.
Right.
Because it was on the clearance rack.
Mm-hmm.
The graphics are not very good.
Mm-hmm.
The controls are the same. They're not very good, but it's still entertaining to play.
Did you turn into a boat?
It turns into a boat. Nice. Turns into a monster truck as well.
Mm. Monster truck, blasphemy.
But you're closer to the car, so it's more of a like what a modern racer would look like.
Do you remember this? Not top down. The Sega ripoff. Of Spy Hunter that came out for, was it the Master System or the Genesis?
It's Master System.
Right? What was it called? Oh, why can't I think?
Oh, that's going to bug me.
Yeah.
I remember in the original Spy Hunter in the arcade, though, you could just like drive on the berm or the shoulder. Like you could kind of like get it glitched and then not have to do anything until eventually you die when you had to become a boat. But you could just like skip large portions of the game.
Action Fighter. That was the name. Action Fighter. Yeah. Yep. I had that game.
Me too.
There you go.
I think I still have that game.
Well, you're better than me.
So what you're saying is Spy Hunter is the system seller for Vita?
It's like it came out at $40, which is ridiculous. But for the $10, $11 price range, I think it's kind of like if you would consider buying a Spy Hunter game in the first place.
I would.
Right. I think for $10, it's kind of fun. It's kind of mindless.
I certainly spend a lot of quarters on the real one.
It has the truck. It has truck sections too.
You drive the truck?
You pull into the truck, and then as the truck is driving, you're kind of – it's got a turret on the back. Hmm. And so while it's like fixing your car or giving you new weapons on the inside because you like upgrade your weapons and everything, you use the turret on the back to defend the truck. Hmm. And then you can also call in airstrikes for things that are like – it's just like very specific parts of the game. But you call in airstrikes to like blow up stuff that you're going to pass by. I don't know. They tried. Somebody made an original game for the Vita. They tried.
It's a game.
Uh-huh. It's $11 at Target. I don't know. Do with it what you will.
Right. Nothing. I'm going to choose nothing. How's that work?
It works for me.
Speaking of Vita, they announced a Killzone game for the Vita. Killzone Mercenary. So, yep.
Just what the Vita needs.
Right.
Killzone.
Right, it certainly saved the PS3, so it should do wonders for the Vita.
Ouch. Killzone.
Wow, those screenshots look really nice, but
it does. No, it looks good. Just something. Just not a, you know, is it enough, I guess, is the question.
No. I don't know. I don't want to play I don't want to play a AAA first-person shooter on a 5-inch screen. Sorry, I don't.
Yeah, that's the exact realization I had when
I'm
I
was sure it looks good. I'm like, sure the I have
no way for the PS3 version.
I mean, yeah, I have no doubt that they can make like a decent looking first person shooter. You know, even like a good, really good one. But
what
it's
is
not
the
gonna...
game you want to play on the Vita? Don't tell me what you don't want to play. On
Spy
the Vita.
Hunter.
What you do? You want to play Spy Hunter?
I don't know.
Is it a two speed Spy Hunter?
Right.
No, it's just the triggers or the shoulder buttons are gas and brake.
No low high.
Boom.
No low high.
Moving on to Nintendo.
Really? It has that touch screen on the back. I mean, that would be perfect for shifting.
There are touch screen controls on the back that you can turn on.
It should, they should have
I
had, they should have had low and high.
Because
that would
never
be,
use those.
That would be easy to do. I mean, just tap it once. Tap.
It would have been nice, too, if it included the arcade game. I don't think it does.
Yeah. Anyway.
But that would have helped sweeten the $11 pot.
You could have really got your money's worth. What is that?
That's Spy Hunter. Slow. And then fast.
Like when you were young, didn't you just put it into fast like every time?
Sometimes. Or sometimes I would keep it on slow because I didn't want to die all the time.
But, at know. Some point, you have to switch
but
to
high. But
yeah,
though. Then you have to switch to high. Like,
and then you
like,
have
oh,
to try
just...
to use the gas pedal to.
That game was hard.
It was really hard.
That game was designed for one thing and one thing only, to eat your quarters.
Yep. It was effective.
It was very effective.
Speaking of eating quarters.
What?
Nintendo cut their Wii U and 3DS targets.
Aww.
So they were expected to sell 5.5 million Wii Us by March. But they're reducing that to 4 million, and the 3DS dropped their target from 17.5 million to 15 million. So, yeah. And then they said that there's not going to be a price drop, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
So don't go to Costco. Otherwise, you'll see a price drop or a sale.
A sale.
Whatever.
It's a sale.
Shall we what, Wombat? Should we move on to CAGBAG?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Did you guys get Temple Run 2?
No.
Oh, I did.
I bought Ghostbusters, though, if we're talking about iPhone games.
Well, it's on there, and we have time. Yeah, I was going to say, Temple Run 2 is out. That's fun.
How is it different from Temple Run the first?
It has some different upgrades, and it looks nicer.
Sweet.
That's pretty much it.
Still running in a temple?
Still running in a temple, still free. How's that Ghostbusters game?
It has the song. That's all you need to know, right?
I thought it would be like a remake of the original, but it's not.
No, it's more of one of these games that tries to get your money from free-to-play money suckers.
I saw that's what it was, and I was like, I'd rather it be a $1 version of the Genesis game.
It's from the Smurf people, right?
Yeah, it's from the people who make the Smurf game, yes.
But it does have the song. Did I mention it has the song?
Yep. I love Huey Lewis.
Cagbag? Yes, Cagbag.
It's time.
Shaft 2000 writes in and says, I may be wrong, but I thought I remember Cheapy saying that he had watched Raid the Redemption. If so, did you notice how similar the storylines were between that and...
Dread,
yes. Yes, of course I know. It's the same fucking story. But it doesn't matter. You don't need much of a story. You just need shooting in slow motion.
Yeah, the Raid is finally on cable, so I'll check that out soon.
And I heard they just announced a sequel to Raid, which is going to be good. That's good. Yeah, I think you'll like it. It's all ass-kicking. Remember, 99% ass-kicking. Let's see here. Testudo writes in. What is this one? I don't even remember putting this on here. Oh, right. I don't know. Do you remember this, Wombat? Do you remember back in episode... This is from Testudo. He says, back in episode 60-something... Wombat had just gotten a new job, which led him to speak about some non-gaming industries do to ensure customer retention from product release to product release. This generation of consoles had just come out at the time, and he concluded that the gaming industry places very little or no effort on customer retention. And he wants to know if we're approaching this again soon for the next console generation. Do you know what he's talking about, Wombat?
I don't know what he's talking about, but it doesn't mean I can't answer the question.
Okay.
I mean, the question he's asking, do we think the current generation of consoles is doing anything to maintain customer retention into the next generation that's coming up soon?
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, I have no loyalty to either one, to either the PlayStation or the Xbox. If one of the new ones seems better than the other one, then I am more than happy to play the other one. You know, if the PlayStation 4 looks like it's going to be amazing and I'm underwhelmed by the Xbox, I will, and they both come out and say at the same time, I would pick up the PlayStation. I have no problem with that. I don't think
one of the consoles says that, you know, because someone else wrote in and asked if we thought Sean Franklin wrote in and said and asked if we thought current gen digital purchases will, you know, transfer over to the new systems. You know, it's what if like one
you know what
does
I
that?
You know what I'd be more interested in, to be perfectly honest, like, well, my, you know, what is PlayStation Plus going to look like on the PlayStation 4 as opposed to Xbox Live Gold on the Xbox 372, whatever it is, 720.
It's going to be not optional on the PS4.
Well, I was going to say, is it going to be PlayStation Plus? Is it going to be the same kind of deal where I get 5 free games a month or whatever the hell it is? All that
that you don't play.
So what if on a new generation, I might be more inclined to play those free games, and I do play some of those. I tried to play Retro City Rampage this week, but it wouldn't download the update for some reason. But that's a whole other issue. So I couldn't play it. I was a little bummed. I downloaded the file, and then I went to update, and it just wouldn't work.
Sony can't switch to a played multiplayer format like Xbox Live, right?
I don't know. Did Xbox do it on Xbox One?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was. It was always pay.
Always. But you can't pay. Go. Like, once you make it free, you can't.
Yeah. Right, Xbox can't needs to change it. Some of that, though, too. I think that, you know, the PlayStation Plus model is really cool. What you get for your $50 a year, just in the free stuff, I know some people like to say that it's really just a rental. I'm like, yeah, it's a $50 a year rental for lots of free stuff. That's still worth it.
Right, there's a lot of good value
there.
They're
kind of not, you're not really comparing the same thing, though, when you're comparing.
I think what you're comparing
Xbox
is
Xbox Live Gold versus PlayStation Plus.
You're comparing two $50 services on your consoles. And that's the way that the consumer looks at it. The consumer is saying, I'm paying $50 a year.
I don't think they do.
I think they do. I don't think they're looking at it as...
I think they look and see that they need that Xbox Live Gold account to play Call of Duty or whatever online. And then they say, okay, here's my $60.
Right.
And... I mean, they have a huge subscription base.
They do. It's gigantic. And is it habit? And can they maintain that in the next generation if the PlayStation 4 gets the jump on them as far as release
goes?
Sure
they can. It's $60 a year. Like, for people who are buying consoles and games, $60 a year, it doesn't break down to that much money, especially if you go on Amazon and get it for like $30.
Yeah,
$40. $40 is realistic.
I spent $35 on my last renewal.
Yeah, you can definitely get it for $35 to $40.
Yeah, so I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's very little money that you're spending on these services. So I don't think they factor into a lot of people's minds when they go out and buy one of these consoles.
Only when arguing about the two systems.
Right, that's the only time it comes up.
Only in arguments.
Like somebody who goes into a store, they're not – most people aren't looking to see, okay, well, this one has PlayStation – like this one has free online and Xbox Live has Xbox Live Gold. Like they go home and they buy it and then they find out they have to spend another $60 to play online.
Yeah.
I think that's more how it works.
I don't think people are – I think there are people that probably did do that with the 360 that may not have been that happy with needing to do that. That now that they know they don't need to do that on the PlayStation and maybe didn't buy one this generation, may be more inclined to jump ship for the next generation.
I think a lot of people bought both.
That's true too. So, but anyway, to summarize, I like PlayStation Plus. That's really the whole thing. That was the whole question. No, I think I think it's as far as customer retention goes, though, I don't think they're doing anything particularly special to make me say, "Oh yeah, I gotta be an Xbox guy."
You don't know yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't know about backwards compatibility.
Exactly. I don't know yet. There's nothing that I could say right now based off of what I currently have that would make me make a decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Based off of what you know right now.
Yes. Right.
The coming off both systems coming out the same day. Which one do you buy, Wombat?
I don't know, but that's just it. I don't know anything right now. What do we know right now?
Apple console.
Apple console.
Let's see here. So we didn't answer this guy's question about if we thought current generation digital purchases will be compatible with the next gen systems.
I doubt it.
There's probably licensing issues a lot that come up. So I don't know.
Maybe they'll do it like the Wii U did it, where
a dollar,
you can, like, pay another dollar and then you get it again.
Maybe. Let's see. Big Bad Benno writes in and asks, why hasn't any publisher ever taken advantage of basically zero competition during summer droughts and release a big AAA title? Because they sell more at the end of the year when they do that. I guess they figured that out already, right? That even though it seems like a good strategy, that people just don't buy as many games then. And then by the time the holiday comes around where everybody buys games, your game is now old news.
School has a lot to do with it. So, you know, when kids aren't in school, even college students in the summer, I don't think they don't buy as many games.
What are they doing? What did I do during the summer?
I don't know. It's just something I don't think they do. I have no scientific proof on this. It's just I think when you're in school and you're either living in your dorm room or your house or whatever it is you're doing in college, or back living with with your parents and going to school every day, when you come home at night, you're more inclined to play a video game than in the summer. You may be working at the grocery store or whatever, and at night you're more inclined to go dick around with your friends.
Dick around, eh?
Dick around.
Dick, 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 dick.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Bites writes in and wants to know, what team are we rooting for at the Super Bowl? Wombat.
I think I'm leaning 49ers, but I don't really have a horse in this race.
Shipwreck?
I'm guessing 49ers because the Ravens are in the Bengals division.
That's a good reason.
I don't know.
That's a good reason.
It doesn't really bother me.
I don't care.
Do you remember when we ate breakfast next to Ray Lewis, Cheapy?
Yeah, sure. Changed my life. Those pancakes. I mean, not Ray Lewis. Yeah, who is he sitting with? Some dude?
His agent, I'm sure.
Some white guy?
Yep. Some guy that was like about, I don't know, 1/6 his size.
Right. He's like a monster. Let's see here. Anything else? I don't know. I think that's it.
All right.
For now. I don't know. I think we're done in like record time even.
It's an hour long show. It's pretty normal. I mean... Whatever. Whatever.
What, Whatever. Can't guess whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, and also CheapAssGamer on Facebook, facebook.com/CheapAssGamer, and on video game deals on Twitter. We just passed 50,000 followers on video game deals. What do you think of that?
I think you're the greatest man who's ever lived.
Wario64 is doing it. He's pumping out the tweets.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
Did you know that?
I think you told me that. Doesn't mean I listened to you.
Yeah, you forgot.
I don't, but like, I care what you say.
Anyway, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you again next week.
Adios, muchachos. Bread's done.
Astrocade, the professional video game system that gives you 4-player capability, 3 built-in games, a calculator, and these new cartridges. Creative Crayon. Even the young can make beautiful pictures. The Incredible Wizard has a dungeon of surprises for you. You can even create your own games with Astrocade Basic, the easy computer teaching cartridge. Astrocade, the home entertainment sensation that's a personal computer too.